This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The young survivors of the Parkland, Florida school shooting have been hailed for their public lobbying for stricter gun control. Now they're inspiring a group of local students to do the same. Unit 5 and District 87 are expecting some of the students to participate in a nationwide walkout demonstration planned for 17 minutes on Wednesday morning, March 14th. It's not just high schoolers. GLT's Ryan Denham visited with four eighth graders at Kingsley Junior High. Ellie Diggins, Ari Whitlock, Courtney Sims, and Maddie Byrne. They're planning their own walkout next week. Ellie says the Florida shooting inspired them to act.
I saw a lot online first, and I was thinking about doing it, but I didn't know like how Kingsley would handle it, how like my friends would react, because I know we have different views sometimes. But then once I found friends who also supported the cause, we kind of grouped together, and the more we researched about this topic, the more we wanted to do something to change.
Ari Whitlock, I'm gonna bounce over to you. Can you talk at all? What is the cause? What is it that you want to see happen?
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make schools safer for kids. The School Safety Act 2015, they talked about how a hostile or abusive environment cannot be created in school. We feel like as students, since our lawmakers really aren't taking the incentive, it's kind of our place to. So we would like to have universal background checks, ban bump stocks, so people who are mentally ill and convicts can't purchase weapons, and pretty much ban assault rifles. So we don't see the point, and they're not for animal hunting, they're for people hunting.
Courtney Sims, you're one of Ellie's friends, a fellow eighth grader at Kingsley Junior High. Why are you so passionate about this issue?
For years, you always see shootings on TV and all this stuff. And after the Parkland shooting, it was one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. And I thought, this is enough. And I saw movements all across schools around the nation, how they're doing a walkout. And Ellie wanted to organize a school walkout at Kingsley, and I thought that would be a great idea.
Ellie, I want to ask you, what were your emotions like after the Parkland shooting, if you could describe them? Is it, were you angry? Were you sad? Were you frustrated?
At first, with all the school shootings since the beginning of the year, the first thought was like, well, yes, it's sad, but it just seems like one after another. But then I thought something needs to be done about this. It's February. It's early in the year, and we should be focused on...
We should be campaigning for, like, bees by now, but we're campaigning for our right to not be shot at school. And since this was kind of the movement that was gaining a lot of momentum, we were already, like, kind of had these ideas, like, politically, we already were kind of behind this. But since this was gaining such momentum, we're like, this is the one that's going to change things. Finally.
Well, Ari Whitlock, I want to ask you, what was it like to see those high school students down in Florida so effectively lobbying for gun control in the media and in the public sphere? As a young person who's doing the same, what did that mean to you to see them having some success with that?
Well, I feel like the youngest generation always can make the most change because they're the ones who kind of get sick of the oldest generation that's keeping everything in control, and they're the ones that finally say no. The ones, people before us have not done anything about it, but we're saying no. We're taking control of our futures. Just because we're not old enough to vote yet does not mean that we have no say. We too are citizens. It's our rights that are still on the line, and it's our safety. So it's important for us to have a voice as well.
Courtney Sims, what has it been like for you to see these Florida students lobbying so passionately on this issue?
Personally, I think it's quite inspiring to see kids as young as we are, almost slightly older, of course, stand up for themselves and try to make a difference in the world. While people who are making decisions for us and gun laws, they're older than us. This whole issue doesn't affect them as much as it does us, which is why I feel like high schoolers across the nation are standing up. And even though we're in middle school, I feel like we can still try and make a difference because it'll affect us in a few years.
We're going to be high schoolers next year. And then after that, we're going to be adults and we're going to be voting. And right now, we can't hold a position in office, but we want to change things that people in office can change, and we want to get their attention so we can be focusing on other issues instead of gun violence.
Because we'd be willing to talk to them, like Dan Brady, Jason Berkman. They visited our school, but there was more them to answer our questions versus us to kind of just kind of speak to them. What do you think about this? It was more of a student-teacher type thing versus an actual conversation. And I feel like we can, just because we're younger than them doesn't mean we're not accredited in our knowledge and our research. And I really feel like this generation, it's coming. You know, it's a force that's, I hope, going to change a lot for the better.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm in studio today with 4 8th graders at Kingsley Junior High School in Normal. They're Ellie Diggins, Ari Whitlock, Courtney Sims, and Maddie Byrne. They're planning a walkout demonstration March 14th, part of a national movement among young people to lobby for stricter gun control in the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting. Ellie, what are you planning at Kingsley on March 14th?
So on March 14th at 10 a.m., which will be our second hour class, we will be walking out of our classroom and then out of the front door of Kingsley, holding some signs we made over the weekend, and we're going to do a somewhat silent protest, one, to not disrupt the learning environment that's still going on inside, but to also honor the students who and teachers and the people who have lost their lives due to gun violence.
So, Madeline, how about you? Let me ask you, why are you passionate about this issue? What brings you into the studio today, and why is this something you want to help organize?
Why I'm passionate about this is when I was reading the names and the ages of the 17 people who were shot, I noticed that a lot of them were 14-year-olds, and since I'm 14, it kind of bugs me or scares me the these kids who are my age exactly are being shot, and I'm just kind of watching, wondering, like, if my school is going to be the next one that gets shot up or, like, terrorized in some way, and I feel like I shouldn't be afraid of that. I feel like I should be worried more about my next social studies quiz or what high school is going to be like next year, as opposed to whether or not I'm going to die if I walk in those doors.
Well, Ellie, I'm going to go back to you then. So I saw someone share a photo of a whiteboard, I think yesterday or the day before, a whiteboard showing the planning that you and your friends are putting together to actually do this thing and do this thing right. Can you talk about the kind of the planning process and what it's been like for you and your friends to put this together?
Yeah, around the beginning of this movement after the Parkland shooting, we had some Instagram discussions, and we were talking about, like, hey, so we heard about this walkout and the purpose of it, and I agree with this. And do you agree with this? And we started planning on Instagram and doing research there. And then we thought, since a lot of our friends actually did want to get involved, we wanted to have a whole meeting where we could talk about specifically what we're doing, why, and making signs to help with the walkout.
Are you worried about getting in trouble with the principal, the school, and what that might mean for you?
See, the Tinker versus School Board from Vietnam War era, you know, they won the Supreme Court case, the right to wear their armbands protesting the Vietnam War. And from that, they said that students do not shed their rights to freedom of speech and freedom of peaceful protest when they enter the school gates. Thus, any repercussion, like, Ellie is like Hermione Granger level, I don't want to be expelled. But there's a line where when the laws are wrong, you have to kind of disrupt what's going on to be noticed and to make a change at all. So I say that any form of school punishment wouldn't mean anything, and it'd be worth it, to be quite honest. Suspension is not the same as being gunned down at school.
So, Alita Diggins, I want to bring you into this. So you're the mother of Ellie Diggins, who we've been talking to today. What has this been like for you to see Ellie get engaged in this issue in this way?
I'm really proud of her. I didn't know that she had gone online and said, let's get this thing organized. So that was a surprise, but a very pleasant surprise.
Were you politically active like this as a kid, as a teenager, even today?
Not to this degree. I would write letters to the editor sometimes about things that I felt strongly about, but not the way that she is being right now.
Are you worried that she's going to face some kind of disciplinary action as a result of all this?
We've talked about it. I have told her that that's part of civil disobedience. You run the risk of running afoul of the authorities, maybe having a little penalty, maybe even sometimes if you're involved in a larger thing, a larger penalty. But this is something that she's decided she feels strongly enough about that it's worth it for her. And given her stellar academic record, you know, if she does get a little, you know, demerit or something, I think she has decided it's worth it, and I back her on that.
So you've probably seen that these teenagers in Florida, after they did something similar, they faced criticism for doing what they've done, lobbying so publicly for gun control. They faced some really nasty personal attacks. I mean, do you worry about Ellie that she'll be criticized for doing this?
I think that comes with the territory. Once you've decided to be bold and stick your neck out, then you don't take those things as personally. I mean, they're meant personally, but you just go with it and just say, no, it's all right. I signed up for this. And if you want to attack me, then that's what comes with the territory.
That's Alita Diggins, the mother of Ellie Diggins, an eighth grader at Kingsley Junior High. Ellie and her friends, Ari Whitlock, Courtney Sims, and Maddie Byrne, are planning a walkout demonstration March 14th, part of a national movement among young people to lobby for stricter gun control in the wake of the Parkland, Florida shooting. I'm Ryan Denham.
Similar demonstrations are likely at both Unit 5 high schools and Bloomington High School. The school districts say peaceful protesters won't face disciplinary action.